morning we're continuing the question of a brother hearing the kol b'isha erva, the singing voice of his sister. Is it permitted? Is it prohibited? And we have seen arguments that it is prohibited, and we have seen some views that it is indeed permitted. And today we're going to have a unique view brought by the Tshuvas Be'er Sarim. That is Rav Avram Yaffe Schlesinger, a contemporary Rav in Yerushalayim. And he was asked the following from the brother who was hearing his sister singing, and he didn't want to hear it. He thought it was problematic, it's usur. And he posed the question, am I permitted to hear her singing? I don't want to hear her singing. And isn't that prohibited? And the question was, in particular on Shabbos, the sister would sing Zmiras at the table, and also benching, Birkas HaMazon, was sung together, and the brother was having a problem with that. So Rav Schlesinger, in his tshuva, responds as follows, initially with a Tosfos in Sukkah. The Tosfos in Sukkah discusses that when a woman who is a sota had to bring a certain type of korban, a korban mincha, that the kohen had to do tnufa. He had to wave it together with her, and what he would do is he would put his hands right below her hands. And the question was, how is he permitted to be touching her at all? That's a problem of negia, obviously. So the Tosfos brings more than one answer, but one of the answers that the Tosfos brings is Ein Yetzer Hara Shlolet Lizman Muat, because it's for such a short time that the Kohen has his hands on hers doing the waving of the Korban of the Sota. Accordingly, short amount of time, the Yetzer Hara doesn't kick in. So we see this concept here that the Yetzer Hara needs more time. If it's a quick thing, a quick touch, there's no Yetzer Hara there, at least in the context of the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen. But in any case, he wants to apply that concept as well, that if the singing is short, meaning it's a quick zmiros, it's a benching here or there, that is not going to be a problem. For an extended amount of time, it's a problem, but if it's short, zman muat, but he adds on that that's not going to be sufficient. You have to be makbi to have not her singing by herself, but people singing together. He says a bunch of people together. He brings the Chasan Sofer, who says that if you have a man and a woman singing together, there's not going to be an isser because of trei kali lo mishtame. You have multiple people singing, a minimum of two. So the brother then should sing along with his sister. She should not be singing alone. So we apply the concept of two voices cancel each other out. And accordingly, he's not hearing her voice if somebody else, ideally him, would be singing together with her. So that's where he comes out. It's got to be a zman muat, a little bit amount of time, and also people should sing together. So it's not her solely singing and the brother just hearing her singing voice. But then the questioner, that's the brother, asks as follows, your standard is that it should be on a temporary basis, davar arai. It should be quick, not extended. But the problem is that throughout Shabbos, we have, as is known, three meals. So the benching is three times. And Zmira said each meal. This is no longer something that's on a temporary basis. When you have something that's temporary, maybe at one meal you can call it temporary. But when you have it temporary and temporary and temporary over and over again, each and every Shabbos, you can no longer call this arai. This is now something that's keva. And accordingly, we don't have a heter. So that was the next question. And then Rav Schlesinger responded to that as well. He says, my standard was not, is it arai or not? My standard is it zman muat, a little a bit amount of time? And which means is, if it's a little bit amount of time, Friday night, a little time, Shabbos day, a little time, Suda Shlushis, that is fine. We're not going to aggregate them together. As long as it's zman muat each time, we're not going to aggregate, add those times and say this is a lot of time. At any given time, it has to be a little time. But his standard is not, is it arai? Temporary, short, quick, temporary, because then they would be aggregated together to become keva. That's not the standard. So at the end of the day, the Tshuvas Be'er Sarim says, Rav Avram Yaffe Schlesinger, his heter is that if it is man muat, not too much singing, a little bit singing, and multiple people singing together, minimum, we have at least two people singing together, the sister and the brother or somebody else, then we would apply Tri Kale Lo Mishtame, we're in the Heter, the Chasan Sofer, and based on that, it would be permitted. But, Amir Tashem, tomorrow, we will see the other side of the coin, the Shita of those who are Machmirim. Have a wonderful day.